Donald Duck's smiling face appears at the center of a vibrant blue background with a pattern like a sunburst. Between footprints, words in wet sand read, Beach Picnic. On a beach, Donald Duck plants a tall umbrella in the sand, then steps onto a beach towel laden with a variety of lavish food. Reaching into a basket, he takes out a pie, a sausage link, and a jar of olives. He tosses the pie and flips it midair with a foot, causing the filling to spurt out as it lands upright. He grabs Seabiscuit, an inflatable horse with a nozzle at its mouth, then rushes to the water's edge and flings the blow-up animal into the sea. He hitches up his trunks, takes a quick run-up, and leaps at Seabiscuit, but bounces off its back straight into the water. He tries to mount the horse, but slips and splashes down face first. In his next attempt, he manages to hold on tight. He spurs Seabiscuit onward. The horse leaps ahead, then rolls between flotsam, throwing Donald off. As he looks around, it bobs his head. Donald balls his fist at the horse, but his attention wavers to the beach, where lapping waves bubble in and out of Pluto's mouth as the dog snores away. Donald snaps his fingers and his eyes light up. Pluto coughs out water. Donald points the horse toward the beach and gives it a push. As Pluto lifts an ear at the sound, Seabiscuit drifts behind a jutting rock. The horse's nozzle taps part of the rock, releasing a puff of air. Pluto darts his suspicious gaze at the rock, then cautiously makes his way toward it. He creeps up to one side of the rock, but Seabiscuit startles him from the other side. The horse sneaks up from behind and bumps Pluto's back. It drifts back into hiding, leaving the dog drenched through and through. Hiding behind Flotsam, Donald enjoys the fun. As Pluto prowls for the elusive blow-up animal, it drifts backward toward him and their tails interlink. He wiggles his haunches, then darts his head under his legs, launching Seabiscuit into the air. Pluto leaps to safety, then puffs up his chest and blows back the approaching inflatable. Seabiscuit ricochets off the rock and bumps Pluto into the shallows. Pluto leaps at Seabiscuit and holds it underwater with both arms. The horse's tail end breaks the surface and slaps the canine's chin. He presses the inflatable back underwater, but it whips upward from under Pluto's legs. Gritting his teeth, Pluto pushes the horse's head back underwater. The water bubbles and splashes in his eyes. As the bubbling stops, Pluto smiles and sighs with relief. The horse springs from the water, delivers a flurry of bumps to Pluto's chin, and sends him flying off his feet. Pluto lifts his eyes to his head to find his ears knotted like a ribbon bow. He shakes off water, then paddles with one paw, drawing Seabiscuit closer. As he bites the nozzle, air empties from the inflatable into Pluto, blowing him up like a balloon. He darts around aimlessly, then shoots backward into the hull of a wrecked boat and gets stuck in a porthole. The mast breaks and a bell drops on his head. Nearby, ants climb out of conical mounds in the sand. Their leader crawls upslope to a line of reeds. Parting the stalks, it sweeps its gaze around. It spots the lavish spread sitting on Donald's picnic spot, then cracks a wide grin. Turning around, he sends a signal. Hundreds of ants climb out of their anthills, then swarm all over the food. While part of the army makes off with bits of food, a circle of ants does a war dance on the rim of the pie. A squad throws a slice of cheese onto a sandwich in construction. Fellow ants layer it with slices of ham, lettuce, salami, eggs, tomatoes, mustard, and a final slice of bread. An ant hurls a toothpick, which pierces the bread like a javelin. Two ants atop a jar toss down an olive, which the toothpick impales, completing the sandwich tower. As the ant army starts to carry away the spoils, Donald's shadow sweeps over the insects. He dives at the fleeing ants and lands face first in the pie. His eyes widen. As he lines the sand with flypaper, a slice dislodges from a cake and the ant leader crawls out of the gap. It looks around, then goes back in and pushes the slice off of the dish. Lifting the heavy load onto his back, it takes faltering steps through the sand. It wipes sweat from its forehead, then looks behind its shoulder as it continues onward. Pluto notices the advancing ant and lowers his face to its level. The ant bumps into Pluto's nose and rolls backward, then gapes at the glowering hound in front of it. The ant leaps in the air and dashes away, kicking up sand in Pluto's face as he follows it with his nose. His lower body pops out of the porthole and his head pistons forward as he chases the ant. Donald spots them from the picnic site. Hiding behind wreckage, he slides a flypaper in the ant's path. The ant stops before the paper, crawls under it, and emerges unscathed from the other side. As it flees, Pluto's face grinds into the flytrap, which sticks to his nose. Pluto blows at the paper in vain. He presses both paws to it, then yanks his nose free. He starts to walk, then realizes that his front paws are glued to the flypaper. He presses one paw down and frees the other, then shakes the flypaper, which attaches to an ear. He pushes the paper away and snaps his ear free, then tries to walk, only to realize that his front and hind legs on one side of his body are stuck to the paper. He manages to shake away the paper, which drifts under him just as he sits down. He tries to shake the paper off, but it stays stuck. Gritting his teeth in anger, he tries to snap at the paper. He bites the paper and tugs at it. To his surprise, his body whips around and the other end of the sheet sticks to his face. As Donald doubles over with laughter, Pluto stretches his body and goes flying into Donald. Donald finds himself stuck with the flypaper to Pluto's haunches. He tries hard to free himself. Pluto whirls around, sending Donald crashing into the flypapers spread over the picnic spot. Pluto lopes over to Donald, who's wrapped in papers from neck to toe. He licks Donald, and some of the loose flypapers flip up to cover his face. Words appear, the end. Audio description by Deluxe with funding by Walt Disney Studios, voice by Darren Revitz.